President Trump has inadvertently sparked a renewed conversation as to if laws need to be clarified when it comes to rights issues, this time when it comes to the rights of transgender America. All this after President Trump decided to ban the transgender community from being a part of the military. Hillary Shelton of the NAACP.
I think laws need to be clarified to make sure that sexual orientation is recognized as well. We've had to go through that throughout the history of the country. We had to go through the clarifications that when we talked about equal protection under law guaranteed by the Constitution, that even those of former servitude, African Americans, were protected. We knew we had to go through the struggle to make sure as we moved to fully realize protections for all Americans, that women were protected. For some reason, even women were left out of the equation, and only white male landowners were included. We've come a long way to further clarify the real protections of this Constitution, and it is sad to see the backward steps coming from this administration as we move further to clarify that even those who are transgendered should be fully protected by all of our civil rights laws as well. It's not that it's missing from the Constitution. It's missing from the interpretation coming from the Trump administration.
Shelton has some emotion behind President Trump's decision.
It's again, very disturbing to see what many believe to be established law actually be reconsidered by an administration that has only been in office since elected in November and sworn in January. We have to continue to move forward to clarify these things for those that may not be as familiar with how government works or even the rights that are established in the Constitution of the United States.
In a related note, President Trump declined an invitation by the NAACP to be its keynote speaker at its convention in Baltimore recently. April Ryan, AURN News.